don't think next week we're going to meet. Wednesday's Erev Hashanah next week, so I want to cover as much of Rav as I can. I'm not going to do everything at all, but just certain Nekudas. So what does Gemara say? Gemara says that that Rav said that the reason why Sukkah L'mala Mechof is possible according to Tanakhama is because it's a dearest klah. So Abai understood him to be saying, the Pashas Abai understood him to be saying, it's Adam Mechitzis, and he's Mechitzis klah. So Abai asked, Elam Yata, also Mechitzis Shul Barzal L'chanam, and he'll have a Sukkah. So Rav said, no, I'd ask your mama that a person could build a Sukkah, could make it Arai. So even if he made Mechitzis Shul Barzal, it's kosher. L'mala Mechof, the other most of the Osir is Kva, where it really requires the Dias Kva in order to stand up. So Kyovali Dias Rai Namil Inofik. So therefore, it's possible regardless. Shani asked the Lashon Gemara, a little bit strange. Kyovali Dias Rai Namil Inofik. You just said the Lamala Mikhofen needs to be a Dias Kva. It can't stand without being a Dias Kva. So what does it even mean to say Kyovali Dias Rai Namil? So the Torah brings two Machim either to be Moshe Kralan in the Gemara, or that it means. About what could happen once in a while, a person makes a sukkah l'mala nechof and it's a dira sarai, but it's not normal. The normal way is to make it the klal l'mala nechof. So mamela l'mala nechof, since the normal thing is, I think it's a lashon butler diaper, the normal thing is to make it klal. So mamela, that's that kind of sukkah is possible beds. So Rashi says when he's explaining Ravo. So Rashi says ad eshem amod odom oisa. Less than 20 amos, since you couldn't make it a rai, even if you happened to make it kva, you made mechitzis shel barzel, it's still kosher. It says Rashi, shabbat domi. The vada yesh b'chal kva rai. Even though we need dirus rai, but a binyan kva, mechitzis shel barzel, includes a rai. But I also get there. V'yakoch l'gdir et tera ala a rai. Elul shem shir, los lach shir v'gavish teichoy l'amad al yidei yisei this a rai. So first of all, I just want to talk briefly. That's not the main thing I want to talk about. What does Rashi mean, Yesh B'chal K'varai? Rashi is saying this, he's explaining in Rava, why Taka Mechitza Shul Basel Kosher? Maisa Sukkah Dira Sarai Be'in. Rava Ho, the Tanakam Ho, Sukkah Dira Sarai Be'in. L'mala Mechof is Taka Posel, because Dira Sarai Be'in. He understands the Posel to be saying Dira Sarai. But nonetheless, says Rashi, explaining Rava, it can't mean literally that the Sukkah can't be a Binyan K'var. Because Yesh B'chal K'varai, a Binyan K'var includes Arai. So that can't possibly be the psul. Rather, when the Torah said you need a dirus rai, the Torah said it legalis the shir in the goyvish. The yachadu lamar al yidei yisevos arai. So what do those words mean? Yesh b'chal kvar arai. What does that b'chal mean? So I still just want to say that Rashi means that every binyan kvar, if you took what the innermost layer, it would be arai. You know, if you took off, you have a fat wall, thick wall, 5 feet thick. But every wall that's 5 feet thick, the first inch is also included, and that first inch is a binyan arai. But that's what it means, yesh b'chal kva arai. I don't think that's pshat Rashi. I think Rashi means something else. I guess this is not the main thing I want to talk about, but just shouldn't keep bumping up against it. I think Rashi means the following. The emes is, the Rashash has a ha'ora. Rashash asks, Rashi says Sukkah L'mala Mechof, that's even Rava. So Sukkah L'mala Mechof is possible because it requires Mechitzas Kva. So Rashi says it requires Mechitzas Kva. Esther Rashash, where do we find that there are Psulim in the Mechitzas? Psulay Schach, he brings from Yishayim. Psulay Schach, I wasn't, Psulay Sukkah rather, I wasn't the Schach Adinim. That there are this schach possible, if it's makabel tumma, if it's not yibu v'karka, and so on. There are many ways that schach could be possible. Tfanis, you don't find in general that there are psulim in the tfanis. Here all of a sudden we find the psalocha, this psulim in the tfanis, that if the tfanis have to be more than 20 amas tall, you need the machem tfanis chazokas, it becomes a pastos in the sukkah. Not so much a kasha as just opening up a ha'ora. Chayra just as an etzem is etzem anocha. It's not necessarily true. Look, you see in the Gemara of Zion, the Gemara has a bunch of tanoim who hold to sukkah dirus kva v'inon. And because they hold Sukkot Diros Kvadli, you know, and they require certain features in the Tfanis. Reb Shimon says you need four Tfanis and not three because you need a Diros Kvadli. And Reb Elezer holds that the Tfanis can't be in it. Right? That maybe is different. That maybe is in the Sach. But there's a Madomah that it can't be round because you need to have Diros Kvadli. So it has to be square. So there you see that we're making requirements in the Tfanis. Because otherwise it's not going to be a Diros Kvadli. So the chor that the pshat in that is, I mean, not the end of the world. Maybe there are halachas in the tfanis. Maybe the halachas wrong. Maybe there could be halachas in the tfanis. Not a, there is a tana who holds the tfanis has to be to also ruben mecham also. Not the end of the world. But the pashtus is the ashrus is that the pshat in that gemara is not that there's a psulcha that the tfanis, if the tfanis are round or the tfanis are only three and not four, that there's some psulcha in the tfanis. Psulcha were not said in the tfanis. Rather, the pashtus pshat in that gemara is that if you hold the Diros Kvadli, you know, that means the sukkah has to be roi for yeshiva's kvadli. You have to be able to live in the sukkah, yeshiva's kvadli. And if the sukkah only has three walls and it's open on the fourth side, as Reb Shimon says, you can't live in it, the yeshiva's kvadli. So the Diros Kvadli, you know, means you have to be able to live, a sukkah has to be roi to live in it. The ma'aser dir in the sukkah has to be able to be a Diros Kvadli. So that's the word of Zion where the Madom Diros Kvadli, you know. Now what about the other way around? The Madom Diros Kvadli, you know. So, I am welcome, Laimar. But just like Lamando Medir's Kvadinon, you can't have Tfanis that are Arai, three and not four, or round, or whatever, because it precludes you from having a yeshiva's Kvad. So maybe the opposite is also true. That Lamando Medir's Arai, you have to live in the Sukkah, yeshiva's Arai. So maybe that means that the Tfanis can't be Kabul, can't have Mechitza Shel Barzel. Because how are you going to live a yeshiva sarai in a sukkah that has this mechitza shel barzel? So I think that's what Rashi is addressing. Rashi, that's not true. Yeshiva sarai you could do anyway. Yesh b'chal kva arai. Meaning, even in a binyan kva, you could still make a yeshiva sarai. You can live arai anywhere. You can live arai in a tent. And you can live arai in a castle. You go and you sit there, yeshiva sarai. So the Gemara of Zion, therefore it's not. It's not symmetrical. Lamadom adir is kvabinon, so you can't have a sukkah that's a binyan arai, because you can't live a yeshiva's kva in a binyan arai. But vice versa is not true. A yeshiva, you can live a yeshiva's arai even a binyan kva. That's what I'm saying. Yesh b'chal kva arai. So therefore, even the Torah said that sukkah is yeshiva's arai, sukkah's teshuva means dir's arai, it can't mean that the binyan therefore has to be arai. Even if the binyan is kavua, you could live a yeshiva sarai even in a binyan kavua. So what does the Torah mean when it says diros sarai bino? What the Torah means is leipid. It's the loss is lach shir goyva. Telling me tzakas, it's just a shir. Let's call it a shir ba'alma. Telling me a shir ba'alma in the schach that has to be a chayil alamed al yedei mechitzas. Al yedei mechitzas is arai. That's number one. It's one point. And then, now Yeshlarach, what exactly is the nature of this Shir Goiva? Is the Shir Goiva Takon, the Shir Be'alma? Or is this Shir Goiva somehow, when it has a certain height, so maybe it becomes a Chefs of Kva? Like that already Yeshlarach in the Gedder of the Shir Goiva. It has to do with the rate of Taisus. But that we're not going to have time to talk about today. But that's one Nekud in Rashi, just the meaning of Yesh B'chal Kva. Now, this is Rava talking. So Rashi explains in Rava that the reason why Mechitza Shel Barzel are Kosher is because Yesh B'chal Kva Arai. Abai also holds that Mechitza Shel Barzel HaKosher, Pashtus. That's Abai's Taina, Elamiata also Mechitza Shel Barzel, Abai saying that Mechitza Shel Barzel are also Kosher. Just Abai held the same way Mechitza Shel Barzel HaKosher, L'mayel HaMachov should also be Kosher. Because Abai doesn't have this notion of a Shir Goyva. So Abai thought, the problem with L'mayel HaMachov, Abai thought, Rav is saying, that the problem with L'mayel HaMachov is that the Mechitzas are so strong, so tall. So Abai said, Mechitza Shel Barzel are also strong, and they're okay. So L'mayel HaMachov should also be okay. So Rav answered back, you're right, Mechitzas Shel Barzel are okay. Yesh B'chal Kva Arai. And the Mechitzas that are L'mayel HaMachov, maybe they should also be okay. But the problem is the Schach. The Schach has a Shir Goyva that has to be Roy Lamed Al Yedei Mechitzas Arai. But both Ben L'Abai, Ben L'Rav, Mechitzas Shel Barzel are kosher. And in Rav, Rashi explains, because Yesh B'chal Kva Arai. Look at Rashi Nomad Beis. Rashi Mishum Kushya Dabai. And Rashi says, well, the other Amoraim who didn't hold by Rabbis because they agreed with Abai. See, here in the Amoraim, Rashi doesn't explain Abai so much. He just explains Rabbis. That Rabbis is based on Yesh B'chakfa Arai, it must be a Shia Gaila. In Abai, Rashi didn't say anything. But in Amit Beis, Rashi tells me a little bit about Abai also. In the Rashi, by Mishum Kushya Dabai, the also Mechitsh Shabazel, Vishinuyel and Ashmalu. And Abai doesn't like Rabbis Teretz, that this is a Shia Gaila. Hoyel Vikro Lab Davka. Rabbi holds, since the Torah, when it said Arai, it was La Dafka, so there's no mokum here to learn up a Shir Gaila either. So in Rashi it says that the reason why Mechisa Shel Barzel HaKosher is because when the Torah said Besukas Teishu, it's La Dafka Arai. Chayra, Hashkof Rishayna, it's a little bit austere in Rashi. We're a little bit smokim in Rashi. In Rava, when Rashi is explaining why Mechitza Shel Barzel are okay, so Rashi says fancy svar, Yesh B'chal Kvar Arai. That means, you need Yeshiva Sarai, but Yesh B'chal Kvar Arai. And Amid Beis, when he's talking about Abaye, so he says, the Pshat in Abaye is that Abaye says, look, you see from Mechitza Shel Barzel, that when the Torah says, B'sukas Teishu, it's Lav Dafka Arai. Krod Lav Dafka Arai Nokah. Why didn't he say in Abaye that Mechitza Shel Barzel HaKosher because Yesh B'chal Kvar Arai? No, the answer is the Pshat is Pashut. Abaye doesn't hold from the Shir Gaila. So, when the Torah says B'sukas Teishu, if it means Arai, if Teishu means Arai, what's the nachemid? Does it mean that the mechitzas can't be mechitzas shel barzel? No, that's impossible. It's b'chal kvar arai, like the Rava says. Does it mean a shir gaila? Abaye doesn't hold from the shir gaila. This notion that it's a shir gaila, Abaye doesn't hold. So the main nachemina and that the Torah said b'sukas teishu yeshiva sarai. So therefore, al kochach Abaye holds that when it says b'sukas teishu, it haka doesn't mean arai. Lav dafka no kvar arai. Doesn't mean arai. Because it doesn't make sense to me, Arai. What would Arai possibly mean? It can't mean Mechitza Shel Barzel, that's absurd. Mechitza Shel Barzel, Arai, okay. Why are they Arai, okay? Like Rava said, because Yesh B'chal Kvar Arai. Pshir Goyva, Arai doesn't hold. So Mimela, there's nothing left. So that means, Lav Dafka, not Kat Arai. Mashaykin, Rava holds Pesukos Teishu, does mean Arai. At least the Gabi, the Shir Goyva, it does mean Arai. So if it means Arai, so what's wrong with Mechitza Shel Barzel? So then Mechitza Shel Barzel should be possible. So in Rava, Rashi has to explain, no, Mechitza Shel Barzel, Yesh B'chal Kvar Arai. Even if you hold Yeshiva Sarai, you could still have Mechitza Shel Barzel, because you could do a Yeshiva Sarai anywhere. So what did the term mean when it said, B'sukas Teishu Yeshiva Sarai? It must have meant the Shir Gaiva. Mechitza Shir Chaylus Lamed al-Din Mechitza Sarai. Abaye doesn't think that makes any sense. If you don't need Mechitza Sarai B'poyel, he doesn't think you can get a Shir Gaiva out of this Pasuk either. So what does the Pasuk mean, B'sukas Teishu? Aye, it says Yeshiva Sarai. Rashi, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean Yeshiva Sarai. B'sukas Teishu does not mean Dir Sarai. Lav Davka Noka Barai. Hakapanim comes out like this. And here was where. So it comes out from this Gemara, the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The Chorus of Pashtra from the Gemara. That Abaye's Taina is that Mechitza Shel Barzel are Avada Kosher. Nobody could ever passel Mechitza Shel Barzel. Self-evident. Maybe like Rashi explains. Yesh B'chal Kvar Arai. But upon it, Shadol HaMuskim says Abaye that Mechitza Shel Barzel HaKosher. And if Mechitza Shel Barzel HaKosher, so Mechitza said L'mal HaMechalf should be kosher the same way. Inside the Mechitza, what's the difference? Barzel, L'mal HaMechalf, it's the same strong Mechitza and they're kosher. So if Abaye was Mechiyach, that it must be, there is no Mada Omar, there is no Tana who requires Diras Arai, Binyan Arai. And if Mechitza Shel Barzel HaKosher, and Wolfed El Ma'al Mechof HaKosher, and this notion of Shir Goyva Abaye doesn't have altogether. That's Arai's point about Mechitza Shel Barzel. In other words, in the Ivritai, just in the translation of the Gemara, the way Rashi reads the Gemara, which is the Post Pshat Gemara, Abaye's Taina is, El Ma'ata also Mechitza Shel Barzel HaKonamid La'avi Sukkah, Abaye is saying, nobody thinks that Mechitza Shel Barzel are possible. Mechitza Shel Barzel are certainly kosher. So therefore, and the same way Mechitza Shel Barzel are certainly kosher, Mechitza that are Lamal and Mechof should also certainly be kosher. Al kochach that lekuli alma mechitzus lebazel kosher and mechitzus lemala mechafa kosher. I the Torah says the dear Sarai, lav dafka no kafara. And Rav agrees when it comes to mechitzus shel bazel, but Rav holds, but in the sach there's still an issue. In the sheer goyim of the sach there's still an issue of kran arai. And if Torah means could mean dear, if Torah means dear Sarai, then the sukkah has to be yichol lamed oidei. You say they Sarai. Lefize, is there any quaint habayit from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda is machshir lamala michaf? Is there any indication that he holds dearest krabin? Why not? Because habayit's whole point is that everybody's machshir lamala michaf. Mechitzus shel bazel kosher koin to everybody, and lamala michaf should be kosher koin to everybody. So the fact that everybody's mashal ma'al nechof, everybody's mashal ma'al nechof. So it can't be like anything from Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara of Zion, by himself, says that there's a sheet of Tanoim, all tears, and he brings Rabbi Yehuda he brings Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah, ma'al nechof, as holding the tzukah tears, krabi. What have you seen, Rabbi Yehuda? Everybody holds a ma'al mechav. Koin tabai himself in that base. Everybody holds the ma'al mechav as kosher. Everybody has to hold the ma'al mechav as kosher. Because just like everybody has to hold mechitzah shel bazel as kosher, nobody could possibly pass the mechitzah shel bazel. So nobody could possibly pass the mechitzah shel ma'al mechav. And koin tabai, well, there are mechitzahs. There's no special shear in the sach. So everybody holds chach the ma'al mechav. Everybody holds the mechitzahs that is sukkah the ma'al mechav as kosher. So what do you see in Rabbi Yehuda? So HaKochach, you have to say, like the Ramban says in the Muhammad's in the Palomar, that Rabbi hold of it. Rabbi was chayzer to the Svar Rav. Rabbi was makabel, Rav was tshuva. That even though the Mechitzis Taka could be Shul Basel, but the Schach, if you hold dearest Arai, you know, the Torah means either Dafka Kwa or Dafka Arai, and if the Torah means Dafka Arai, it means a Shir Goyiv in the Schach, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a Shir Goyiv in the Schach, must hold dearest Kwa, you know. The Kitzer, the Rabban says, it's Takas Dir and Abai was Chayzer. The point that I want to make here in the Chesed Nasugyan, this is basic in the Chesed Nasugyan, is that if you learn Abai's Tain of Mechitzah Shul Basel, the way Rashi learns, that Abai's Tain is Mechitzah Shul Basel are Avada Kosher, because Yesh B'chav Vara. And if Mechitzah Shul Basel are Avada Kosher, then Sukkah L'mal Mechof is Avada Kosher also. And everybody's going to be, just like everybody's Machshir Mechitzah Shul Basel, everybody's Machshir L'mal Mechof. And either Torah says Mesukkah Teshu sounds like Arai, Lav Davka Nokat. Be'echik Lav Davka Nokat. There can't be a Davka Nokat in Dir Sarai. If you learn like that, then there's no escape from the fact that it's Soyser Abayin of Zayin Amit Beis. And that's what the Ramban says, that it's a steer, it's a takas steer in Abay, and there was a chedah, you see here, that Abay was chayzer. There are other Yishayinim, however, who learned that Abay was not chayzer. The Raivin and Hasagas and Lamalamor, the Ritva, they both say that there's no steer in Abay. Why? So they say like this. Abai agrees that a sukkah l'mal mechof is a diris kva. Very strong mechitzas. It's a diris kva. It's a mechitzas kva. And Rabbi Yehuda, who allows it, must hold diris kva b'inu. Abai just holds that the Tanakama who passed the l'mal mechof, that's not why he passed. He passed the l'mal mechof for other reasons. Rabba's reason, Rabbi Zeir's reason, other reasons. But he didn't, the Tanakhama didn't passel, that's what Abai is chaylik and all. Rava said, that's why the Tanakhama passel l'mal mechov. And Abai said, that's not why the Tanakhama passel l'mal mechov, as far as Yerush Chazma, the Tanakhama would also have allowed l'mal mechov. And if that's the case, says the Balamor, and the Ravid and the Ritva, then the Tanakhama also is Yerush Chazma. And Abai and Dav Zayin could have counted the Tanakhama also as holding Yerush Chazma. Except the Tanakhama is not so mefurish. And Rabbi Yehuda is mefurish, so therefore Abai said Rabbi Yehuda holds dearest kavinu. But the emes is that Tanakhama also holds dearest kavinu, according to Abai. Atkan, the Ritva and the right. So chayra, at first glance, it's mamish matmiya. Abai had a taina. Abai didn't just say I don't agree with you, Rava. Abai had a taina, Rava. Ela me'ata also mechitzah shel bazel lachanami b'le'avi sukkah. We just said pshat in Abai's taina, where Rashi learns. apparently the Rabban, the Rashi Perish. The Rabbi's taina is mechitzah shel bazel or avada kosher. Yesh b'chak v'aray avada mechitzah shel bazel or kosher. The same way the kosher l'kuli alma. The same way mechitzah shel bazel or kosher l'kuli alma. So l'mal mechav should be kosher l'kuli alma. That's Rabbi's taina about mechitzah shel bazel. The same way it's self evident that mechitzah shel bazel or kosher. That's his whole argument. It's talk kosher that mechitzah shel bazel or kosher. So l'mal mechav also has to be kosher. So if you learn like that, if that's the pshat in Rabbi's taina from mechitzah shel bazel, it means Abai holds that lekuli alma lemal mechav is kosher, that nobody could pass ever. Nobody would ever pass lemal mechav, because there's no such thing as requiring not mechitzah shel bazel as requiring mechitzah serai. So if that's the case, then what do you see in Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda's mafshel lemal mechav. Yeah, the Rabbi Yehuda's mafshel lemal mechav. Everybody in the world is mafshel lemal mechav, because it's inconceivable that anybody would pass lemal mechav the same way it's inconceivable that mechitzah shel bazel is possible. That's the Stirin Abai. The Stirin Abai is not merely that here he doesn't agree with Rova and Abay and Abzayin, it sounds like Rova. They say, no, he doesn't agree with that. That they may be dealt with. The Stirin Abai is that here he makes an argument for Mechitzah Shel Bazel. For Mechitzah Shel Bazel, he proves that Lekuli Alma Mechitzah Shel Bazel are kosher and Lekuli Alma Lamal Mechav is kosher. So that's a Vadis Seisir Abai and Abzayin, where he looks at Rabbi Yehuda, who's Mashal Lamal Mechav, and he says, aha, the Yerz Kvab Meinu. But everybody's Mashal Lamal Mechav. It's self-evident the Malin Chof is kosher. Al Kochel Chato Emer, that the Ravid and the Ritva and the Ravid and the Ritva had a different shot from the time of Mechitzah Shel Bazel. They're learning, Abai didn't mean to say that it's self-evident the Mechitzah Shel Bazel are kosher. Not self-evident at all. L'man Dolma Diris Ravina, Mechitzah Shel Bazel are probably possible. So then what's Abai's time? Elamiata also mechitzah shel bazel hachanam idul havi. So yeah, hachanam. If you need dearest kra, then if you need dearest arai rather, then mechitzah shel bazel ataka kosher. I'm sorry, if you need dearest arai, then mechitzah shel bazel ataka posel. What is Abai want? Elamiata also mechitzah shel bazel. So I think the answer is that these rishonim had a different shot. Abai is saying the following. Abai is saying, according to you, Rava, that the reason why the Tanakhama passes Lamal Mechav is because the Tanakhama holds the Yerus Arayba Inon. Then according to the Tanakhama, Mechitzah Shel Bazel would also be possible. So why the Tanakhama only talk about Mechitzah Lamal Mechav being possible? Because they're Kavua. He could have given me other examples of Mechitzah that are Kavua. Why didn't he talk about Mechitzah Shel Bazel? Because Abai understood Rava to be saying, the reason why Sukkul Lamal Mechav is possible is because the Mechitzah are Kavua. That's the only case of mechitzas in a kavur. You don't need to go to lamal mechav to find mechitzas in a kavur. You could have much shorter mechitzas, and they're also kavur. So the Mishnah should have said mechitzas kavur is a possible. And that the Mishnah didn't say. The Mishnah only said lamal mechav. Says Abai, I'll correct the Omer that the Tanakhama holds dearest kavinon, and that's why mechitzas bazel are kosher and mechitzas lamal mechav are also kosher. So why the Tanakhama passed? It must be for other reasons. So if you learn the Gemara like that, so Abai is not asking an existential question. According to Rashi, the Ramban, I think it's there, so the Ramban lines up the way, Abai is asking an existential question, a fundamental question. Would you say that Mechitzah Shel Bazel is possible? That's absurd. Obviously, they're kosher. Yesh b'chak v'arai, like Rashi explains. So the same way it's absurd to pass on Mechitzah Shel Bazel, it's absurd to pass on Mechitzah Shel Bazel. That's no way to fit that with Abai and Abzai. The Ravid and the Ritva are saying a different shot than Abai. Abai is not saying it's absurd to pass on Mechitzah Shel Bazel. Not absurd at all. If the Yerus Ravid, then Mechitzah Shel Bazel is a possible. Abai's time is, but that's not the Tanakhama. Because the Tanakhama didn't pass on Mechitzah Shel Bazel. He only passed on Mechitzah Lamal Mechav. How come he only talked about Mechitzah Lamal Mechav? That's the only Mechitzah that are Kavu in the world, Mechitzah Lamal Mechav. There are lots of Mechitzah that are Lamal Mechav, and they're also possible. And they're also Kavu. So Abai is Mechiyach that that's not the time, that's not the reason why the Tanakhama passed. Then, in fact, the Tanakhama holds Mechitzah Shel Bazel are fine because Mechitzah Shel Bazel, in fact, are fine because the Tanakhama actually holds the Yerus Kvab Einon. And that's Mamish with the Ravid and the Ritva say that Rabbi could have counted the Tanakhama as holding Mechitzah Shel Bazel Einon. I mean, I'm sorry, the Ravid and the Ritva say that Rabbi could have counted the Tanakhama also as holding the Yerus Kvab Einon. There's some Mefurish in Tanakhama, and I view this more Mefurish. So he spoke about the Rabbi Yehuda ben Hurdin, according to Abaye, the Tanakhama also is Dias Kabbin. Meaning, from the fact that Tanakhama only passed Lamala Michov, and he didn't pass similar Mechitzes, but a Lamala Michov. Lamala Michov, the Mechitzes are Kabua. But he only passed them because of Lamala Michov, he didn't pass them because they're Kabua, but Harai, he didn't say anything about Mechitzes Shel Barzel. You see, the Tanakhama also holds that Dias Kabbin. And therefore, these are fine, healthy, strong Mechitzes, the way Abaye likes. Abaye likes big, strong Mechitzes. So why did he pass the Lamal and Chav? Says Abaye, it must be for other reasons, like Shalt Abayin, and whatever. So that's the second sheet in Rishayin. So we have a fundamental Machlekes Rishayin. How to understand Abaye's Taina. This is really certain also. How to understand Abaye's Taina. Because Abaye's Taina, nobody would ever pass the Mechitzes Shal Barzel. It's absurd. Yesh Bechal Kvar Raya, Rashi says. And nobody would ever pass the Lamal and Chav. Lamal and Chav is Kashul Kol Yalma, Mechitzes Shal Barzel, Kashul Kol Yalma, that's Abaye's Taina. If I don't know, like Zayin. Not like any Gemara that we're ever going to find, there are many Gemaras that say there, if you look the whole Dias Kabbin, all those Gemaras are against the Abaye. They're all like, oh. Because all those Gemaras say that there's a, all those Gemaras say that all those Gemaras say that even though Mechitza Shel Barzel is self-evident, the Kuliyama the Kosher, but the Lamal Nechav is worse. It's all not like Abaye. Abaye held that. Mechitza Shel Barzel is Kosher Kuliyama, the Lamal Nechav is Kosher Kuliyama. I don't say anything in Rebbe. The whole world will be mashal ma'alechem michaf, except there may be other considerations, shaltabayin and what. And on the other hand, we have the Ritva and the Raivit, they have a different mahalach. Lamad omadir saraybin, according to Abaye, Lamad omadir saraybin, and you need mechitzes saray. And mechitzes shabazal apostle. By the way, it comes out an interesting thing, maybe just to make this explicit, because it's very interesting. According to this mahalach, the Raivit and the Ritva, comes out that the Machlekes Abaye and Rova, they both agree that Lamando Amadir Saraiva Inon, the Sukh has to be Arai. Both Abaye and Rova agree that if Dir Saraiva Inon, the Sukh has to be Arai. The Machlekes is, where do you measure that? In the Mechitzes or in the Schach? Abaye holds you measure in the Mechitzes. Mechitzes of Basel no good. Mechitzes Lamal Mechav will be no good if Dir Saraiva Inon. Our Atan who allows Mechitzes Barzel to pack a whole Dias Kabbin. But if Dias Arayim Inon, then Mechitzes Lamal Mechof are no good because they're Kavua, and Mechitzes Barzel are no good because they're Kavua. And Rava holds, no, I don't care about the Mechitzes. I only care about the Schach. If the Schach is low down, that it could have Mechitzes Arayim, I don't care that it actually has Mechitzes Arayim, but it could have Mechitzes Arayim. Ritva has a fascinating lesson, B'Shem Taisus, we don't have this. That it's royal abila. Matan Echof, maybe the Mechitzes are klap, but it's royal abila. It could have Mechitzes are right. Anyway, I think there's another sheet in Rishayim. Besides these two sheets that we worked with. Rashi and the Rabban. And on the one hand, the Rabbi's Taina is, it's Poshet L'Kuli Alma Mechitzes Arayz L'Kosha. Yesh B'Chak V'Arayi. It's Poshet there for L'Kuli Alma that Mechitzes L'Mal Nechof L'Kosha. And Abaye therefore holds that there is no manda omer that you need dafka dir sarai, because it's not dafka mina. The sukkah doesn't have to be arai. Sukkah could be fine. Yesh b'chak v'arai. Shir goy v'abaye doesn't have. So according to Abaye, there is really no such thing as a manda omer that you have to have dafka dir sarai. And that's what Rashi says in another place. According to Abaye, lav dafka nokat arai. Saka lav dafka, because there's no case. What would it mean to require a dir sarai? There's no such thing. And Rabbi holds, no, there is such a thing. That's the Rashi and the Ramban. And then we have to get the Malach of the Raivit and the Ritva. That no, Rabbi agrees. Lamando Madir Saraiba, you know, there's a Mando Madir Saraiba, you know, and according to him, you have to have Mechitza Saraiba. It's not the Tanakhama, because the Tanakhama allows Mechitza Shel Barzel. But Lamando Madir Saraiba, you know, and you have to have Mechitza Saraiba and Mechitza Shel Barzel.
According to Rashi, it shouldn't matter. Rabbi keeps on repeating that in Shita Sabai, Yishma Kal Kevarai, but.
No, that's the head. No, it's since that's a davar pasha, the mechitzes barzel kasha, and why is it a davar pasha? Taka, because yesh b'chak v'arai.
But it doesn't hold the.
No, it means you can't possibly pass the mechitzes barzel because it makes no sense because yesh b'chak v'arai, like Rashi explains in Rava, and kshir goyva Rashi that Abai doesn't have. So therefore, bottom line is you can't say the term meant. Even if the term would mean arai dafka, it wouldn't get you anything. Because mechitzes kvar you're not going to need yesh b'chak v'arai. Shir goy v'abai doesn't think makes any sense as a separate entity. So therefore, even if the Torah meant daf garai, there would be no daf gemino. So our kochah, the Torah doesn't mean daf garai, because what the Torah is saying, the Torah wouldn't say it for no reason. I think there's a third shift. Taisus in the Zayin of the Beis also addresses this issue about the steer and abai. And Taisus refers to not a chazor and abai. Taisus, the Taisus kulus yirlu. Second half of Taisus. Well, Zayin of the Beis. Kulus yirlu sukkud yirsu karabin. It's talking about more about abai. So Taisus says in the middle of Taisus, v'hote chosher v'ocher abiyudu lab mishum daskinu l'el time and rabbonu the pasti d'boi d'yirsu rai. The Bai Dohu Makshul Rov, the Israel Taima. Taisa says this Gemara that the Rabbi Yudol Sukkah Dias Kavabin is not because we're going like Rova. Abai is the Bar Pluktav Rov. Taisa doesn't say, yeah, but Abai changed his mind. No, Abai remains the Bar Pluktav Rov. So if he's the Bar Pluktav Rov, so what's going on in this Gemara? So Taisa says, Mikol Mokoim Emesu, the Lamala Michof Lakaimer Elm Kaina Soi Kva. But the fact is that Lamala Michof needs to be Kva. Lakaimer Elm Kaina Soi Kva. Rabbi Nabifer Kayosh and Rabbi Yehuda Tamei Doma Sukkah Dias Kavinon. It's a Gemara also that another Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda holds Dias Kavinon. That's like this Gemara. And where's the Diuk? Where do you see that in Rabbi Yehuda? The Diuk Mehod the Machshu Lamal Michov Shema Mino the Rogel Lasen Sukkos of Dias Kav. So Divya Tayis Mamish Stum. What is it? Shema Mino the Rogel Lasen Sukkos of Dias Kav. What does it mean? Because Rabbi Yehuda is Machshu Lamal Michov, so you see that he's Rogel Lasen Sukkos of Dias Kav. Amish makes no sense. I mean, I don't have to elaborate. This doesn't make any sense. What does it mean? And who's the Rogel? Rabbi Yehuda's Rogel. Because Rabbi Yehuda's Machshu L'mal L'chof. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda's Rogel asks us to go to Dias Kva. I mean, it's Mamish. It's Mamish. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, first of all, there's no such conclusion. I mean, because if you have a Tanu who says that a Sukkah's Kosher Agavi Behemoth, that means that he's Rogel to make a Sukkah Agavi Behemoth. And even if it would mean that, so what? I mean, what would you even see from that? But the whole thing doesn't. I'm sus. You should say, like the Ravid says, like the Ritva says, that since Rabbi Yehuda is Mashal Lamal Michof, and Lamal Michof is the dearest class, so you see the dearest class, the dearest class mean. I, the Tanakama, would be sailed there after Ritva, and the Ravid Tanakama also is the dearest class mean, and he would also be Mashal. You see, he doesn't pass Lamal Michof. We could have said, there is that. That's not Tosis, this other thing, he injects. Taita doesn't address the Tanakhama at all. Mr. Ritva and the Ravid, who speak, at first blush, Taita sounds like the Ritva and the Ravid. It's not a Chazor and Abai. Rambam is a Chazor and Abai. There's no way to reconcile. Taita says, no, it's not a Chazor and Abai. So it sounds like he's getting started to go there after the Ritva and the Ravid. Bottom line is, Rabbi Yehuda's Mashal Lamal Michov. Strong Mechitzis. It must be Dias Kavinu. So what Abai mean by Mechitzis Shul Barzil? Abai is also like the Ritva and the Ravid. Abai is just meant that the Tanakhama doesn't argue with that, because otherwise he would have passed the Mechitzis Shul Barzil. And Tanakhama also is Dias Kvarinon. And Rabbi Yehuda and Abai could have mentioned the Tanakhama also, but it's not so before. Therefore, we saw before. Taisa doesn't say any of that. And instead, Taisa injects this other, this new notion that L'mal HaMichof is a Rogel Lachos HaKos of Dias Kvar. It's high mind. Very soft in this Taisa. I want to suggest the following. We already saw that the ritual pointed out, nothing to do with the ritual that we've been talking about at length, but I just mentioned it briefly at the very beginning. The last line in the Gemara, remember, was problematic. The Gemara had a line that the Malam Echof to Olam Oysa Dirosa Diros Vak, he overly Diros Rai Namino. What do you mean, he overly? You can't do it. So the ritual said, first he brought maybe a shita that takes that line out of the Gemara, but then the ritual also said that. It's not physically impossible to make a sukkah l'mal l'chof. It's just not very regulus. It's not normal. The normal thing is to make it kvar. I think Taisa also holds that way. And that's what Taisa means, the rogel lasses to cause a dias kvar. It means l'mal l'chof, the regulus is to make a dias kvar. This is, I'm just getting started, but just to lay down one thing. But Taisa, the rogel lasses to cause a dias kvar, he doesn't mean the Rabbi Yehuda was rogel. That makes no sense at all. He means that l'mal miyachov, the regilus is to make a dearest kvah. We don't have to do this. Ulu in the mistafina, I would take out the word shema mino. And I would say, midamashu l'mal miyachov, the rogel asus to cause the dearest kvah. It would be smoother. We can live with the shema mino also, but it would be nicer for me without the shema mino. I don't think it's the end of the world. But even if with the shema mino, I think that's what he means. He's mashu l'mal miyachov. And the regulus is to make the malam chav, to make a deir sky. So what follows from that? So let's think this through. So let's say the following. That a sukkah l'malam chav, the regulus is that it's a deir sky, but it's not always a deir sky. Depends how you build it. You could build it. You would build it. You probably would build it with the strong mechitzas. Mechitzas kva. But you don't have to build it with mechitzas kva. You could build it with mechitzas sarai. It's not going to last very long. Maybe it'll, you know, a few days later it'll collapse. But you could build it with mechitzas sarai. So that would mean that, let's say, you build a sukkah l'malam chav, 90% of the time it's going to be, again, according to Abayah, we only look at the mechitzas. So we're not in Rava's world. We look at the schach. We're in Abayah's world. We look at the mechitzas. In actual factual reality, is it this sukkah? Is it kavua or not? So, well, if it's lamala mechav, the regulus is that it's kavua. 90% of the time, it's kavua. But there are cases, 10% of the cases, where a person might build a sukkah lamala mechav, and it won't be kavua. It'll be all right. Rabbi Yehuda says that a sukkah lamala mechav is kosher. You do a seisim that a sukkah l'mal nechav presumptively is kosher. It's not likely that Rabbi Yehuda meant that a sukkah l'mal nechav is kosher if the tfanis were right. Because 90% of the time, that's not true. 90% of the time, sukkah that's l'mal nechav is tfanis akva. And Rabbi Yehuda said that it's kosher anyway. Rabbi Yehuda said sukkah l'mal nechav is kosher. That means it's kosher in the usual case. And the usual case is sukkah l'malam nechav has tfanis of kva. So shmami know that according to Rabbi Yehuda, tfanis of kva must be okay. On the other hand, chachamim, they say l'malam nechav is possible. According to Abayi, it's possible for other reasons. We'll come to how we learn the chiddush shel Basel in a second, but let's just that worry about Abayi's kind of a mechitzah shel Basel, just what Tosfos is saying. The point Abayi kind of comes passes l'malam nechav, but he only passes l'malam nechav for other reasons, because of shelter be'enel, let's say, or Zera's reason, sell, but not because of Abayi's the barpluk the problem. The reason why Tanakama passed l'malam nechav was not because of Sediras Kvat. He passed l'malam nechav for other reasons. Could you be medayik, therefore, that the Tanakama holds that Diras Kvat be'enel? Because if you're surviving on it will be possible l'mal mechav anyway, why would I need these other reasons? No, because I still need these other reasons for the 10% of the cases where it's a dear sarai. So Tanakama says, yeah, but it's possible regardless. Tanakama says l'mal mechav is, you know, we're setting up a scenario according to Abayi. According to Rav, this is not true because you only look at the schach, and the schach is whatever it is. L'mal nechav by definition is kvar, l'mat nechav by definition is sarai. But according to Abayi, you don't look at the shir goyv of the schach, you look at the mechitzas. The mechitzas, l'mal nechav, we can't say categorically that they're always kvar, we can't say categorically they're always sarai, but they're usually kvar. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Avada, that means it's kosher even in the regular case that it's kavua. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's kvar, it's kvar, you know. Tanakama says categorically that it's always possible. Let's say because l'shol tov einu. Could you be medayik that it must be that Diras Kvabinon, because if it was Diras Araibainon, so why would I need the time of Shalta Ve'enon? No, not at all. I need the time of Shalta Ve'enon to make a sukkah l'mal nechav possible no matter how it's built, because the Shalta Ve'enon. So I need, so the Tanakhama is, what the Tanakhama is basically saying is, a sukkah l'mal nechav, or might be saying anyway, a sukkah l'mal nechav, you don't even bother to measure the Tfanis. The Tfanis, they're probably kavua, they might be Arai, you don't even have to get to that. The Schach is possible, because the Shalta Ve'enon. So from the Tanakhama, we have no way of knowing one way or another what he holds about the Tanis. Because the whole point of the Tanakhama is you don't have to worry about the Tanis. The sukkah is possible before you can get started looking at the Tanis. So therefore, I think that's posture around Tosfos. So that's what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying, from the Tanakhama, we know nothing. That's why Abayi didn't say anything about the Tanakhama. We don't know what the Tanakhama holds about the Tanis. Because the Tanakhama passes l'mal nechav for other reasons. So the Tfanis, if the Kavua, might also be possible on that account. But the Tanakhama possible even if the Tfanis happen not to be Kavua, because L'mal Nechav is possible, like Rabbi Rav Zeh. But Rabbi Yehudas was soisim that L'mal Nechav is kosher. That certainly includes cases where the Tfanis are Kavai. After all, that's the Regulos. So Rabbi Yehuda, who is machshir lemala nichof, certainly including cases where the tanis are kavua, he must hold the eskavina. That's my much the types of places. So what's happening? How did Abai learn? So then, what was Abai's time about mechitzah shel barzel? So I think what Abai's saying about mechitzah shel barzel, it's held there after the ritva, but it's a little bit different. With the coin to Tosfos, the time of mechitzah shel barzel is as follows. Abai heard Rava saying that the reason why the Malam Chof is possible is because the Tfan is Sirkva. The Sukkah is Kvar, the Tfan is Sirkva. So Abai said to Rava, oh, this is all there after the ritva, very similar to ritva. Abai said to Rava, that means the Mishnah is talking about specifically a case where you don't. The Mishnah is limited to a case where the Tfanis happened to be Kibbul. The normal case where the Tfanis are good, that's the case the Mishnah is talking about. If the Tfanis were right, then it wouldn't be possible. But you're telling me that the Mishnah is talking about a case where you built Tfanis Lamal Mechav, Kavua the Tfanis. The normal Lamal Mechav kind of Tfanis. So I asked Abai, so why did the Mishnah only talk about Lamal Mechav? I could be Mitzari, you Tfanis that are Kavua, Lamal Mechav, Mechitza Shel Barzel. That's very similar to what we said before in the ritual. But here it's where it's going to be different. Therefore, says Abaye, it's a raya. The ritual would have said, therefore it's a raya, Tanakam holds the Eskvabina. Taishas would say, therefore it's a raya that the Tanakama is not specifically talking about a case where the Tfanis are Kavua. The Tanakama wants to passel even a case where the Tfanis are Harai, on account of the Schach, never mind the Tfanis, because Leshalto Ve'inu. And therefore, the Tanakhama didn't talk about the Mechitza Shel Barzel, because that's not the Tanakhama's agenda. The Tanakhama is not telling me the Psul of Tfanis Kva. The Tanakhama is telling me a case, even in the case that's not the Regilus, even if you make Tfanis Arai, Lamal Michof is possible anyway. No, it's Bekitzer. Abai is proving that the Tanakhama, Abai thought that Rav is saying that the reason why the Tanakhama passed Lamal Michof is because the Tanakhama was talking specifically about a case of Tfanis Lamal Michof to the Kavua. Yes, Abai, so talk about Mechitza Shel Barzel. Al-Korchach must be, and the Mishnah doesn't say Mechitza Shel Barzel, it only says Lamal Mechof. So Abai's Machriach from there, that the Tanakhama is not interested in the Tfanis. He's not talking necessarily about a case where the Tfanis are Kavua. He's talking even a case where the Tfanis might be Arai. Lamal Mechof is possible for other reasons. Because of Sholto Ve'enu or Reb Zeir or whatever the reason is, but for other reasons. And therefore, we don't know what the Tanakhama would hold about the Tfanis Tere Kavua, what the Tanakhama would hold about Mechitza Shel Barzel. The Tanakhama is not talking about that. But it still remains true that Rabbi Yehuda, who said, Lamal Michof is kosher, certainly includes the regulistic case of Tfanis of Tfan, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda certainly holds to the dearest Kvavin. Comes out that we have two mahalakim, basically in this Gemara, we have three mahalakim, it's really Shtayim Shem Sholosh. We have the Mahalach, first of all, of Rashi and the Ramban, and the one in that they learn that Abai's time is that it's self-evident that Mechitza Shel Barzel are Koshul Kuleon. Nobody, Le'omer Avdome Oilem, that Mechitza Shel Barzel are Possel. And since it's self-evident that Mechitza Shel Barzel are Kosher, it's self-evident that Mechitza Lamal and Mechof are also Kosher. And nobody could possibly argue on that, and therefore that's Abai's shoot. Rashi explains, and therefore Rashi explains, first of all, Rashi explains, why is it so self-evident? Maybe Mechitza Shel Barzel attack apostle. So Rashi says, no, it's self-evident because Yesh B'chal Kvar Arai. That doesn't make any sense. You can make a Yeshiva Arai anyway. So therefore it's self-evident that Mechitza Shel Barzel are kosher. And Abai's time is, well, since it's self-evident that Mechitza Shel Barzel are kosher, and the Shia Goy that Abai doesn't have, so when the Torah says, B'sukkos Teishu, it can't be telling me that you need to have a Sukkos Arai, because there's no Nafkamino. You can make a Yeshiva Arai anywhere anyway. So there's some Amish in the community. The Torah says, "Lav dafka no katarai." And if that's the case, then there's a flat-out stereo between Abai and Dav Zayin, because if you equate to Abai and Dav Beis, you don't see anything in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's l'mal mechof is kosher. Yeah, the whole world agrees l'mal mechof is kosher. Nobody ever said, and nobody ever could say that l'mal mechof is possible. Because why would it possibly be possible? Because the mechitzas are kavua. So what? Yesh b'chav kvara. I Abai and Dav Zayin. Yeah, it's like Rabbi. It's a chazor and Abai. Yeah, it's one mahalach. The other mahalach is that Abai is not saying Mechitza Shel Barzel are necessarily axiomatically kosher. Mechitza Shel Barzel might well be possible, the Madam of the Yerushalayim. In fact, Mechitza Shel Barzel are possible, the Madam of the Yerushalayim. Abai's time it just is, but that's not the time of the Tanakhama. Because if the Tanakhama was passing Lamal Mechof because the Mechitzas are so strong, then why did he have to talk about Lamal Mechof? Why didn't he talk about Mechitza Shel Barzel? But now here it's Mischavik. So the Raivan and the Ritva learn therefore Abayis Mimechiyach, that the Tanakhama must in fact hold Diris Kvabeinu. You know why the Tanakhama didn't pass on Mechitza Shul Barzal? Because he holds Diris Kvabeinu. And therefore Mechitza Lamal and Mechof are really great. So why did Tanakhama pass on Lamal and Mechof? For other reasons. Mechitza Beinu. Whereas according to Tyson Davzayan, Abai is saying it must be. Abai is saying like this: if the reason why the Tanakhama passed the Lamal Michov is because the walls are so strong, so why didn't he pass the Mechitza Shel Barzel? It must be that the Tanakhama is not talking about the Tanakhama is addressing a case where the Mechitzas are not necessarily kavua. You have cases of Lamal Michov where the Mechitzas are not kavua. And the Tanakhama is saying that it's possible anyway, for another reason, because L'shol Tuba'ema. And he's not talking about the Mechitzas. What does he hold about Mechitzas that are kavua? The Tanakhama is saying it's moot. Whatever the Mechitzas L'mal HaMechav are, it doesn't matter, because the Sach L'mal HaMechav is L'shol Tuba'ema. What does Tanakhama hold about Mechitzas? We have no way of knowing. Tanakhama is saying L'mal HaMechav is possible, period. Even if the Mechitzas are not kavua. And what will be if the Mechitzas are kavua? There's no way to know. It's possible even before you get there. But Abai Nav Zayin is, but now there's no steward to Abai Nav Zayin. Abai Nav Zayin just says, but nonetheless, Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda said, Lamal Mechof is kosher. He certainly includes cases of where the Mechitzas are kavua, and it's kosher anyway. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Diris Kvabin. That's the sheet of those are the three sheets over here. Okay, I want to talk about the Rif, but we're not going to have time right now, so we'll do that for a different time. Maybe. That's the main thing. This is what you saw. I think this is from here. There's a lot. From here, you can go on. You can each sheet. You know, there's a lot with the.
Does this affect whether it's afkva, meaning if either it's on the vitos or the
I think it bears on it, but not in a linear way like that. I mean, this is direct. The af thing is complicated all by itself, but you have to plug it in. It's not so much that this. I don't know. It's just that it has to be. This is like however you learn. You know, you have to know how it fits into this scheme.
And also, the sheet is, you have to say that that we still Abai doesn't hold the shear still.
Yeah, I think very well. That's true. Abai doesn't hold unless there's a chazar. There's a chazar. If you hold like Rashi, there's a chazar.
No, you hold it like Rashi, but even according to the Ritva.
According to the other Rishonim, so Abai wasn't chazar. If Abai wasn't chazar, in the same way, an Agamer doesn't hold from the shear, then he doesn't hold from the shear anyway. He wasn't chazar. It's negated to the af in the sense that according to Rashi and the Ramban, Abai holds the Tanakhama holds af. That's basically what Abai is saying, that everybody holds from af. That there's no man da'amah dirus araglino. There's a man da'amah that doesn't matter, and then the other man da'amah holds you need af dirus kaf. You can't really say af in the Rabbi Yehuda because then there's no machlekes. I mean, maybe there is no machlekes. I don't, you know, the af is such a complicated mitzvah all by itself. Very shvei mitzvah. The Rishonim would say that Yehuda holds af dirus kvabeinu. It's against a lot of Gemaras. There's a lot of Gemaras there. Yehuda holds the Tamei, the Tamei, the Amad dirus kvabeinu, and then it sounds like you have to have dafka dirus kvabeinu. Gemara says that by mezuzah, Yehuda holds some sukkos chayiv in mezuzah, and there's a Gemara there. Yehuda holds it can't be chayil kabel, it has to be a chayil kabel kar mukzasa shloya le'atrak, and he holds it a sukkos an oil kvab. And Yoshin Tachasimitas, but also Yoel Arayim Avat Loyal Kva. A lot of Gemara is that Diris Kvabinu means Dafka Diris Kvabinu. It happened that the Rosh and the Ritva, they're the ones who say that Arab Yudha means after Diris Kvabinu. So there's a taste of the Rosh and Zayin sort of addresses it. So since Arab Yudha is Machshir, even the Diris Kva, I said, Mela Stam Diris Sukkah is a Diris Kva. It's not so clear what that means even. And also not so clear how it helps the Gemara by Yechel Kavu Kavu. And this is separate. The app is a separate content. Okay. Very good.
I thought maybe you could say the Ritzvah and the Ramban and the Shintasa. The Ramban doesn't.